happens to be yichud is when the pacha, the yiras ha'oynish, is nis'ala into the yiras ha'roimis, which means the shem elikim, Hashem hu elikim, when the shem elikim is nichlal into the shem yud kei vavkei, that's the bechin of the yichud. Keilu meyein, the yichud of the yud, of the vavkei, vav, the kedel kei tato, is malchus, adnus is a lower daraga. And then the Vav, we know the Vav is the Bechin of Havaya. Vav is Tiferes. Tiferes is Bechin of Havaya. So the Yichud of Vav Kei. Vav Kei, that's the greatest Yichud. That's the Yichud where the Elikim comes into the Havaya. That's the Bechin of the Kei Tato is Neschabit to the Vav. And that's also a Bechin of Havaya. And that's because Vav by itself, Tiferes by itself, Tiferes by itself is the Bechin of Zerampin, Tiferes, which is the Bechin of Shem Havaya. And that's Mesiachid with the Heit, the Kei Tato, which is Adnus, Malchus, in the lower Darim of Yira. So that's by Yichud Yisrael. That's a Yichud that he made, and that's the Vot. Yichud means when he becomes one Metzias, when he realizes that Rabban Shalom is the only one Metzias. So a person wants to cling to Rabban Shalom, Shvisi Havai, and make the summit only to that's the one Metzias. That's the Yichud. It becomes Echad. Comes when a person thinks that he has his own independent Yichud, his own independent Chaim, and he can run independently, and he doesn't have the Bechina Shvisi Havai, and make the summit. So there's no Yichud. There might be a Kesher. The Yichud means it's Echad. There's no Echad over there. When a person feels that the whole Malach, that the whole Metzias of his Rabban Shalom, he doesn't exist as an independent Metzias, that's that mystic Yichud, like the Hilgah Balatanya says. That's why Kala is called a Kala, because Kala is Mnoshim Kiloyin. Kiloyin is destroyed. The whole Darga of Ish Veishta is that she should become a Kiloyin, a Kala Mnoshim Kiloyin. She should stop being her own independent existence, otherwise there'll be no Shalom Bayis. She has to be Niskala into her husband, into the Ish. And that's the Yichud. The Yichud is when the one Darga, the lower Darga, is Niskala into the higher Darga. And that's the Bechina of the Shem Elikim, which is Niskala into the Shem Havayim. That's the Yichud. That's the Bechina of a Yichad Yisrael. That's the Bechina of a Yichad Yisrael. And that's why we sit in the Sukkah. The Sukkah is the Bechina of a Yichud. Yichud is Zechat and Nana Kovid. Nana Kovid is the Darga of Yichud. Yichud with a bunch of Levim, because outside there, it was cool and mess. There was no Chiyus there in the Midbar. So the Chiyus they lived was a Chiyus where they were breathing. Ilu, they're breathing Havaya. They're breathing Havaya for those 40 years because there's no other Makor Chaim over there. That's what he said. That's why Yichud Yisrael. That's the Bechin of Yichud. And that's the Darg of Sukkos. That's the Bechin of Sukkos. The Yichud. The Bechin is Yichud in the Sukkah between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Darg of. It's the dark of the Yichud, of feeling, of remembering, of feeling that Ki Havaya, Hashem is Mahava Kol Havaya, and the Rabban Shalom gives us Chiyus every single second, gives us Chaim every single second, and therefore we want to cling, we can only cling and cling and cling, like Ki'ilu Bechinas Isha should want to cling, Vel Isheich Teshukoseich, that's what Chava was told, Vel Isheich Teshukoseich, she has to know how to cling, she has to know how to yearn for the Mashpia, because by her eating, she listens to the Nachash and says, "Loi Moist Amusin." Keilu that she can be independent. So therefore, the Kodesh Baruch Hu told her, "No, but Ishech to Shukasech. You're gonna have a moritik of chukka. Like if everybody's got the biggest chukka to be davuk to their source, to their shoyrish, because that's their life. Every person's got a moritik of chukka for that. So Ishech to Shukasech. That's the bechin of the yud of the ish and the hay of the isha. That's the yud kei. That they have to know that they're a yichud in order to be dovik, to bring up to the shleimus, to bring up to the emstig, a yichud of the yud kei. And that's the yiras haremus. Rachman yachinenu and shakenu and sashem to be dovik, to be mekayin, the bechin of shvisi avai lenegni somet, and to always realize and appreciate this. That's when we come out of mikvah, a person comes out with a new chaim. He left his old chaim behind and he came out with a new chaim, realizing ki imcha mekor chaim. That's the whole sod of Rosh Hashanah, where Rosh Hashanah, Kiddush Rabban Shalom, creates the world for 1 year, and then Rosh Hashanah, which was the Yom Hayom Haras Oilam, then Rabban Shalom sees whether the world should be created for another year. So if Hashem creates the world for another year, it's like a new life. So therefore, the Mishnah, Omer Akiva, the Shvech of Yisrael, we like a mikveh, a mikveh mataris is meim, a fakad shvach, a mataris is shol, is a mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it's the same bechini, you come out of the mikveh, it's a new chayim, it's a person's a whole gantzazach, he went into the person where place where he can't survive, and down to the water, the person can't breathe, and he comes out with a new recognition that every breath of his comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody told me, or Avigdor Miller, from time to time, he used to put his head in the water, just to appreciate what it means to breathe, and to be able to breathe, and to be able to... So that's the Nakuda, Kim Teres. Klal Yisrael can feel, come out of Rosh Hashanah, they feel mamish a new life. They feel that Rabban Shalom is giving them a new life, and that's how they have to feel. That's how they have to feel all the time. And that's the sherish of Shivisi Hashem Negdi Somed. When it comes to doing Avera, a person who lives with Shivisi Hashem Negdi Somed, and a person, Yitzhara comes to a person to do an Avera, the person should start choking. You want to tell him, tear me away? You want to tear me away? You want to throw me in the water? I'm dobbing not to a bunch of them. Kim Chaim is Mahava the Havai, called Rega Verega. Yitzhara should make a person choke. Yitzhara should make a person choke. See, he makes a person choke. So that's why the Yitzhara, what do we do with the Yitzhara? Yitzhara, we shech the Yitzhara. Shechting the Yitzhara is cutting the simonim. Chim is Shechitas Yitzhara. The Yitzhara, the Shechitas, the windpipe. He made us do this as the beginning. The Gemara talks about the shechit of the Yitzhar. Why do you have to shecht him? You can do a lot of other things. The Malach gets shechten. The Teretz is that he wanted to be dovig. That's the Makar HaChaim. He wanted to tear us away from the Makar HaChaim. So a person should really choke when it comes to the side to do an Aveira. If he's mamish dovig, to should be say Avai and negdi summit properly. And therefore, he pashut shtol Yitzhar. What do you mean? You want to stop breathing? You want to stop branching? I was mahavim yevi rega. I'm holding on. Yaakov chevel nachalosim. I'm holding on to a chevel. I'm holding on to a cord. Branching is giving me chayim, mahavim. Not just me, but you as well, Yitzhar. Branching is mahavim the whole bria every single second. And we have to live with that nakuda. The branching is mahavim the whole bria. So therefore, if you live with that nakuda, that should be seen as violent negi somer. The person should feel choked. Moist amusim. Eat from Yitzhadas. You listen to the Yitzhar. You listen to the Nochash. It should be a person should feel it's a dag of Moist Amusim. That's called Yira Saraimimus. The Yira, the fear of the person being taken away from is Makor HaChaim. The Pachad, that's what we said before. The person grasps for his breath. The Pachad, the terrible Pachad. He's grasping for his breath. He feels he's being schlepped away. The person's Dovuk Tavaya. That's the Yira Saraimimus. That's what Klal Yisrael was Zeichet to in the Midbar. Midbar, and that's what we should all be zeichet to feel, and Ritz Hashem. We should be zeichet to chayim and ruchim, chayim shel shalom, chayim shel toiva, chayim shel parnasa, and Ritz Hashem, lo erech yom shana, mad meir, v'esrim shana.